This is Passport to Texas. Over the past couple of years, low lake levels from the drought kept many boats and other watercraft in dry dock, but thanks to spring rains.
We have a lot more water now, so the lakes have changed.
And that's good news as we approach Memorial Day weekend, the unofficial start of summer boating season. More water means easier, safer navigation of lakes, says Tim Spice, manager of boater education for Parks and Wildlife. Being savvy about safety also keeps everyone protected when on the water.
We can identify two major factors that you as a boater can affect in how you operate a vessel and the things that you do in and around the water. One is wear a life jacket. 80% of those people that die from falling in the water would be alive if they had a life jacket on. And then the second thing you can do is not drink alcohol. Alcohol affects your judgment, and you can lose your driver's license, your vehicle driver's license. The court can take that away from you if you are found guilty of boating while intoxicated.
On tomorrow's show, the rules of the road as they pertain to boating and what items you need to have on board before setting sail.
The rules on the road are all designed based on the type of vessel and the maneuverability of the vessel.
The Sport Fish Restoration Program supports our series and works to increase fishing and boating opportunities in Texas. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.